I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Zara Buck, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno. Claire Nelson is the CEO at Netball Scotland and Sirens Netball. She's been speaking to us about their year, and we started by looking at how the Thistles have developed over the past 12 months.
Ah, that's a nice big question to start with. Well, what I took from it overall was that it was a real moment for women's sport and for our sport in particular. And I think, you know, before I sort of reflect on Scotland's involvement and our performances, what a moment that was for us. You know, for me, seeing our players on BBC and Sky TV commercials, I mean, having that TV advert play at halftime in one of the biggest football matches in the Women's Football World Cup was a huge moment. Getting off the train in Liverpool, seeing your players on huge digital billboards, and then walking through a fan park and seeing thousands of people congregated or watching netball on a big screen, it really was a moment for all of us. And we're really seeing the impact and the effects that that's had now. But for Scotland, we went in with a young team. We had put them into the Sirens platform to prepare them. We'd gone in with what we knew was an ambitious target. It was always going to be tough to finish top eight, but that's what we wanted to do. And we were disappointed with where we finished. However, you know, you have to take the learnings from these things. You know, we had players like Emma Barry getting their first cap there. We really had one of the youngest teams. I think we were the second youngest team there. So what it showed us is that we have huge potential. And as we now are embarking into our next cycle, we're feeling really strong that we've got some great talent to work with. And from my point of view, I want to ensure that we really have the best program and plan that allows our players to be able to go into our next world competition and ensure that they are able to perform to and beyond not only the targets we set, but also the potential that they have as athletes and a team. But it was an amazing experience. It was an amazing platform. And certainly for us coming out of it eighth in the world, I mean, I don't think we could have asked for more.
So that's what you took out of it then. And I don't just mean that Netball Northern Ireland nail file or the hard-to-find Fiji hand cream.
I didn't get a nail file. Karen Rollo, where's my nail file? The Fiji hand cream, I am very vocal. It is one of the main reasons why I turn up to Congress, because Fiji provides some beautiful gifts. Although we did reciprocate with some delicious homemade tablet from Emily Nichols' hometown, which was lovely. But yeah, you know, it does so much for our sport. You know, it is more than just the 10 days of competition on court, and that was fantastic. You know, I think the moment of Rachel Dunn being chanted onto court gave me goosebumps. You know, seeing New Zealand come back from where they were at the Commonwealth Games to take that gold, South Africa really forging forward, the upsets and the excitement in world netball now is making our sport so compelling, and that's fantastic. But for us, it's an amazing opportunity to actually, as predominantly female leaders, to connect with our colleagues from across the globe, to talk about the progress and the challenges in our sport, to, you know, come up with ideas, to connect, to innovate, to hang out with the fans, to dance with the Zimbabweans, and you know, to listen to the bagpipes play. So actually, as more than just a sports competition, what the Netball World Cup did was really connect everybody who loves our sport and also bring together new fans and new audiences to this game that we all know is so wonderful.
And I don't know if you found out, but our Aussie podcast friends were trying to tempt Emma Barry to join the Suncorp.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of interest in Emma Barry. And why wouldn't there be, you know, yeah, to be 17 years old, 6'4", and shooting like that, you know, in that the pressure that she must have felt stepping out, getting her first cap. Although I have to say, one of my most beautiful moments was actually when she took to court for the very first time. I saw her eyes shift up to the stands and I thought, I bet she's looking at her parents. And I turned around and I've never seen her dad beam as big and as proud as he did. And they're real moments, because yeah, she's just at the start of a really long journey. But, you know, Emma has a lot of development, a lot of learning to do, and she's going to be doing that with us for the foreseeable future. But by goodness, I fully expect to see her, you know, adorning a court in Australia in the future. I think she's got a really bright future.
What about a word on Gail's contribution?
I mean, how do you have one word? You know, it's interesting. I think I reflected on the documentary that we made just before the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games, and it showed actually what Gail came into and what she'd sacrificed. You know, she left her very young daughter and her partner the other side of the world to come over here. And, you know, we always knew we had potential and we were passionate, but we just really weren't delivering. I think we were sitting around 13th in the world rankings, and didn't really win many games. So what she did is she came in and she worked with us, she improved our performances. I think taking us up the rankings to where we are now in itself is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah.
But actually what she's done is she's developed a pathway, a performing pathway, coaches who are capable to support that system, a talent pool like the Emmas and many others who will go on and forge a fantastic future for Scotland. So for me, what she did is she gave us hope. She gave us self-belief as a nation. So when I sit here and I look at our long-term plans and I talk about how do we actually start to look at being top six in the world, and I know that's lofty, I know it's ambitious, but we have to look ahead. We are able to think like that and talk like that because of what Gail came in and did for us. And we are truly, truly grateful for the impact that she made on our sport.
2020 then, we're moving into this new cycle. And the under-21s are going to have a huge part to play in this.
Huge importance, Andy, and actually that's quite a significant area of focus for us, is not just preparing for that under-21s world competition in 2021, but also, as I said at the start of this conversation, we have a lot of young athletes. So for us, it's really developing that depth. So we have just launched a Sirens under-21s, and that really is enabling us to enhance the quality and dosage of training and competition that our younger age group is exposed to. And that's always the challenge for us here in Scotland, is why we introduced Sirens and bought a Super League franchise in, because it's really hard to expose our athletes to the quality and depth and volume of training and match play, most importantly, that is needed to not only qualify for but prepare to perform at world competition. So yeah, we're very clear on our plans on really focusing on 21s. Glasgow's hosting the qualifiers for the World Youth Champs here at the Emirates Arena next October. So really there's a lot of significant planning, but all of that, we're also looking at international tests for our thistles. And of course, how Sirens is embedded in all of that as a development ground for our players and coaches.
Since the end of the World Cup, what have you been doing there to maintain the interest in the sport? Dare I say, ticking over? Knowing the passion that you'll have, there'll always be something going on.
Oh my goodness, ticking over, Andy. We've been busier than ever since the Netball World Cup. I think, as most people know, when it comes to me, I'm always plotting and planning and working on something. I'm absolutely exhausted, and I am working on our future planning. I think for me, I definitely felt 2019 has been a really powerful transitional year. You know, we finished the last cycle in a real position of strength. We met and surpassed all but one of our long-term targets. I think our growth surpassed our expectations. And now we're looking really at the next 10 years. Okay, how do we not only sustain but accelerate this growth and development? Our membership is growing, and we've got, for the first time actually, juniors make up the largest proportion of our members. So this young audience, who are the ones that come to the Sirens games, who follow the thistles, who come to camps, they're our future national athletes, our future coaches and workforce. They're really highly engaged. So we are really building our strategy on how do we strengthen our organization, enhance our pathway in order to deliver against some lofty ambitions. And my challenge is, how do I fund and sustain that? And that's you know, one of the biggest challenges I think many of us are facing, and a consistent theme is that despite all these improvements and successes and growth, the funding landscape remains really, really challenging. So interest in the sport is as high as it's ever been. Having conversations with partners, both corporate, commercial, and also looking at the community impact work that we're doing, these conversations are really easy because everyone knows our sport, they love our sport, and they love what we're doing. So it's a busy year, but now it's right, okay, well, we've got to this point, we've got this platform, how are we going to support this growth? And that's the bit that I've been working on in the background. Don't have all the answers yet, but we're definitely making some real progress.
Sure. We didn't manage to speak the other day because you had a game against the uni. How did that go?
Well, Andy, we won the first game.
Hey.
My team came third on goal difference by 1 point, so I technically was second. It was great fun. My body is hurting. It's the first time I played a little bit of bounce back a couple of years ago, but actually it's the first time I ran out and played some decent competitive netball in 20 years since I was last at university, and I absolutely loved it, but I'm just too competitive. I'm just not polite on the court, so I think I'll just go back to supporting from now on. But it was great. And of course, we brought our partners in, the University of Strathclyde, who have really been critical in helping us to grow and helping us map out our future. And in amongst all this busyness and all this hard work, because it really is, it's pretty intense at the moment, it was lovely to just take a couple of hours out to have some fun. And I think it just reminded us all at how netball is an outlet for so many of us.
Yeah.
Every single person who plays our sport from the top of the game right down to the bottom, every walking netballer, every kid, they do it because it's their hobby, because it's fun, because, you know, they've got connections and friendships, and it just really brought me back to why we do what we do, and it was fantastic. But it was good to blow off some steam for a couple of hours.
Well, just need to say thanks for your support last year, and let's do the same again in 2020.
We sure will. Thank you for giving our sport and all the various elements of it, from the chief execs to the players and the fans, a voice. You're doing a great job and we love working with you.
It's another important season ahead for Sirens, and again, continued growth and development is expected for the franchise as they prepare for the 2020 Netball Super League season. And of course, we'll be following their developments right here.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. But I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.